As Duncan waited at Manavillan's takeout counter, he studied the specials. Lobster was cheap, too cheap. Maine's maritime industry was sinking, and Duncan, who owned a fish processing plant, was locked in his cabin without a life jacket. "Dunk," shouted Slocum, "squid's up." Manavillan's was owned by Slocum, who flew a pirate's flag in the kitchen, combining molecular gastronomy with a fish shack menu. He stuffed shrimp with almond cookies and kept a tank of live eels for pie. The squid calzone was more appetizing than its menu notes, which read, "Endangered status, zero. Because of warming waters, squid have surpassed humans in total biomass on the planet." Duncan wished he could examine the menu without also having to examine his conscience or his cholesterol level. The squid was healthier than the deep-fried low-tide dinner, which claimed no trans fats, which was true enough, but not honest enough. Slocum used pig lard for frying and would use whale blubber if he could. He believed fat was the secret of Homo sapiens success. Humans were not just the fattest primates, they had 10 times as many fat cells as any animal its size, which, to Slocum, pointed to one conclusion. Humans were descended from aquatic apes. They needed to maintain those fat deposits for when the rising tides of global warming forced them back to the sea. Slocum gave Duncan a worried look as he placed the calzone on the counter. "You okay?" "Just treading water," Duncan said. Slocum shook his head as he rang him up. Duncan looked around the restaurant. Tourists dipped fried clams in tartar sauce. Children licked ketchup from white paper cups. Older couples asked for to-go boxes. The fishing industry fed people, the most worthy calling there was. He took strength from that. He felt renewed. It was going to be okay. "Sorry," said Slocum, handing his credit card back. "Rejected." Duncan ran his thumb over the useless numbers on his plastic. He'd failed at the basic test of being an American, owning a working credit card. Slocum put a hand on Duncan's shoulder. "Pay me whenever. Remember, a dead calm comes before a new wind." Duncan knew that in a time like this, if all his friend could do was quote a salty platitude, then the end was not very far away. Pound for pound, squid were winning. It was time to even the playing field. "Eat or be eaten," he shouted as he ripped the hot calzone from its bag and tore his dinner apart. Released from the steaming prison of pastry, the squid tendrils unfolded as if alive. Duncan ate with both hands, burning his fingers and scorching his mouth, desperately trying to keep his place as the dominant species.